Friday, April 19th, NBA playoffs start tomorrow. And when I'm sitting here thinking about it, it's really not that hard this season to really break it down, at least on a macro level. I think it is difficult. I was debating there whether to say highly or very difficult, because it might be highly or very difficult, but it's at least difficult to envision anything other than Celtics Nuggets in mid-June for the title. I can't come up with a great case for any team to beat any one of those two teams in their respective conferences. That's where I think we're at. Celtics have a clearer path because the East is just, they're just way better than everyone in the East right now. And it would be a huge, huge debacle if they did not come out of the East. And I'm not sure what that franchise would do if that's how it ends. It is sort of exciting that they have Miami now in the first round, rematch of the last two Eastern Conference Finals. However, no Jimmy Butler, so Celtics like better come out and just wipe the floor with these guys. The Nuggets have a harder path. As I mentioned the other night, you know, Lakers in the first round, who may be their toughest opponent. Then they get Dallas or the Clippers. Oh, sorry, I'm wrong about that. They get Minnesota or Phoenix in round two, who are both, you know, formidable opponents, but Denver should be heavily favored. And then in the Western Conference Finals, whoever is left standing from the other side of the West, which could be Dallas, Clippers, or a young upstart Oklahoma City Thunder squad. So the Nuggets will have tougher teams to pass to get there. But I really, really have a hard time seeing them not getting there. So Celtics Nuggets in June would be a really nice matchup. As far as starting tomorrow, round ones, I think there are only a couple of really compelling series, mostly in the West. Like I said, the East is kind of boring across the board. As I said, I expect the Celtics to win handily. Knicks Sixers on paper sounds exciting and is probably the most interesting because of the brands and pedigrees involved, but I expect the Knicks to handle their business and move on. Pacers at Bucks. People are going to be picking the Pacers heavy because Giannis is questionable and may miss half, if not more, of the series. I still think the Bucks find a way to pull it out, and maybe it goes to seven, and Giannis comes back, you know, game five or something like that. But I think the Bucks find a way to advance there. And then Orlando and Cleveland, you know, the NBA TV special. I like the Magic. And Cleveland has more players, but I think Paolo Banchero's coming out party and the defense of Suggs and Isaac against the Cleveland guards, Mitchell and Garland, I think is what will define the series. But that should be a close one and sneaky fun if you're a real hoop fan to watch some of those guys play. In the West, Oklahoma City will take care of whoever wins this playing game tonight. In round one, especially without Zion for the Pelicans. If Zion were healthy, that would be a very, very interesting round one series. Nuggets, Lakers, you know, I'd love to say that purple and gold will find a way to do it. I don't think they will, but they'll battle. Like last year's sweep, even though it was 4-0, and the Lakers, I think, are better this year, the Lakers were in all those games. Until the last few minutes where the Nuggets just said, hey, we're going to do the champion thing here and just put you away like we should. Could be interesting, though, and definitely will be compelling, at least, you know, starting out. You could say, all right, this has no shot. Quickly, you know, one quarter into game two after the Nuggets handily win game one, it could be like, all right, we knew this was going to happen. The 3-6 there, interesting for sure. Minnesota, Phoenix, especially with Towns. Injury. That's a toss-up. I don't know who's going to win that one. I'd like to see I'd like to see either of those teams advance, actually, because I was going to say I'd like to see Edwards really step up and go to a new level on a big stage. And that certainly could happen, but we already have Durant and Booker, who we know are two primetime players and really elevate when called upon and on a big stage. But Minnesota is one of the better defensive teams in the league, and they have a lot of long wings to throw at those two all-stars. So I'm really not sure about that one, but let's say Minnesota is going to handle their business there. And then Clippers-Dallas, again, everyone, kind of like Milwaukee and Pacers, everyone's kind of picking Dallas and not giving Clippers much of a shot. Lot to uncover here with the Kawhi situation. You know, some big injuries across the board here that will play a big role with Giannis, Kawhi, Towns, and see when these guys kind of get back in the mix. But Dallas is playing as good of hoop as anyone the last month, so it's hard not to light their momentum heading into round one. Anyway, should be fun. Great time of year. See you tomorrow.